Welcome to another edition of the Film Drunk Fraudcast. This is your motorcycle and Jew, Ben. The whole crew is here. Fraud Quarter, San Francisco Live. Blogger extraordinaire, Vince.
That is me.
Bearded Brett.
Hello.
And unbearded Brendan.
Whew.
Yeah, I hope Brendan just jizzed all over the place. I don't know that the soundboard's going to be working quite the same. Yep.
It's ectoplasm.
All over the keyboard.
Slimer Taffy.
We got Laramie and Burnsy on this week, right?
That's right.
That is right.
Have you heard? We got a new segment. It's not Burnsy's Corner tonight.
Oh, is it Burnsy's Room?
No, it's a new segment we like to call Hot Goss with Ashley Burns. He's going to tell us all about, you know, the world of celebrity gossip. He's got the hottest sources at the coolest clubs, that sort of thing.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited.
Why is it just Goss?
Well, because that's how cool it is. That's how hot it is. We didn't even have time.
It's abbreviated.
We're so warm, we don't even need to say the whole word.
It's abbreviated?
That's right. It's abbreviated. It's been abbreviated.
Hot goss.
Hot goss.
Hot goss.
Hot goss. So you guys, how's your weekend?
Oh, it was great. Your dad, who is also known as the dude, your dad wore the most meta outfit. So we went to the Big Lebowski party, which was very silly, because it was a Big Lebowski party.
Well, they had a trampoline, which was fantastic.
They had a trampoline.
They had a swing.
They had a swing with a big rug on it. And then Vince's dad dressed the part. He wore a shirt that said The Dude with Jeff Bridges as The Dude.
Uh-huh.
And then he wore a robe. And the rest of the outfit was just already being worn.
Yeah. Well, the bathrobe.
Yeah.
It was funny because my dad called me about... Well, first of all, I wanted to say that whenever my dad's here, he leaves like 3 or 4 newspapers just in my room somewhere. So I like to say that old people are like reverse hamsters because he just goes out and he just leaves newspapers because he's going and doing
the
crossword
puzzle.
That's
weird because you are meticulously clean and you would never do something like that.
No, it's just newspapers in particular.
Well, all right. So maybe yours is something else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, I leave other things like socks.
There's one.
That's where the socks go.
Yeah.
Hey, there's another one.
And so he called me about, you know, 2 hours after he left, and he's like, what's that word all your friends were using to describe my outfit the other night? And I was like, oh, meta. And he's like trying to ask me what meta meant. And that's like, it's when someone catches you off guard with that question, it is kind of hard to answer. I was like, it means like self-reverential and circular in nature.
Yeah, it's like a couple levels deep into the Inception dream.
That's right. Why you have to use the word so much, because there really is no other word to describe that sort of thing.
Yeah. Snow level.
Fractal.
Fractal. Nice.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what you should have said.
You looked it up after you talked to him?
It's fractal, Dad. And then you hang up.
Yeah.
Like that makes
I told
more
you not
sense
to call me
meta.
Here.
Yeah. Dad, we just hung out. Why are you calling me again?
I definitely remember my favorite part of the night. There was a couple favorite moments. Especially like being in the line for the bathroom. And being behind the guy dressed as Walter Sobchak. Oh, sorry, we haven't even gotten to that part yet.
No, what part?
Well, we went to the Lebowski thing.
No, we were talking about it. Yeah.
Oh, I was just
sorry
not
to mention. I know you never pay attention. It's cool.
Yeah. Being behind the Walter Sobchak guy, and he was actually enforcing the bathroom lines in character. So someone would walk in front, he would go, "Over the line!" Which is pretty amazing.
Probably sounds as obnoxious as it was.
Yeah.
There was clearly a lot of dudes. Is this the most popular one? One dude brought an entire rolled-up rug. Don't know if you guys noticed
that.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah.
That was dedication.
One dude who also happened to be Vince's dad was smoking people out.
That's true.
And was like totally like... totally
this,
like
is a, this is in a warehouse, right?
Yeah, yes. This is like in a warehouse, like in the Mission District.
Gallery space.
Yeah. Gallery space.
Oh, it's a hacker space.
Yes. Yeah. He definitely... I watched him like talk his way out of getting kicked out, which is pretty amazing.
The dude doesn't.
He's just like, what? I don't even know.
Yeah, he's like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Also, I wanted to say, tell this story that gives you a little insight into how Brendan's mind works. We were talking about, you know, what we're going to wear. And I was just pulling up Lebowski clips while I was at work, or, you know, at my desk at home. and you know, I pulled up the one with Maude Lebowski when she pulls out the record of...
Actually, the dude pulls it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's showing... But it's in Maude's house.
It's in her loft.
Yeah, it's in her loft.
Yeah. And the dude, my LPs.
The dude pulls out Carl Hungus's old album cover of Autobahn. And, you know, it's just the German... They're, you know, they're Kraftwerk influenced.
Nagelbett.
Yeah.
Is the name of the
And I text Brendan. I was like, oh, dude, I got the ultimate costume for you. Autobahn. And with no hesitation, Brendan knows exactly. This is on the screen for less than a second, guaranteed. And Brendan is like, oh, yeah, I already have a black skinny tie, but I'll need to get a red shirt. So, like, not only did he know exactly what I was talking about, he knew, like, every component to those people's outfit.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you.
Brendan doesn't fuck around when it comes to very obscure pop culture type references.
This is true.
Is it like a living hell remembering everything you've ever seen?
Yes.
Can you no longer forget?
Some things I wish I could forget.
Yeah, that's there forever.
I don't remember how I felt, but I can... It's covered by the plot of these three Caroline in the City episodes.
We also did see...
I couldn't tell you how I felt, but I'm sure I could... Tied back to some sort of pathos felt by Conan the Barbarian.
I wish I could remember the feeling of my puppy's fur, but
all I can remember is Balki Bartokomus.
Yeah.
And where he went on that day.
He comes from the island of Meepos. Actually, that's an Adam Carolla thing where he's like, I forget what it was. He was like, I couldn't tell you who. I think he said, like, I couldn't tell you who the vice president of the United States is, or, you know, something like that. Something like. Supposedly,
my kid's
knowledge.
Best friend.
Right, right. Yeah. But I could definitely tell you that Balki Bartokowicz comes from the island of Meepos.
Yeah,
it is a fact.
That is a fact. That is undeniable.
We also saw, except for Brendan, we saw the premiere that Vince hosted. A lot of work for Vince.
It was like no work at all, pretty much.
You just stood up there with.
Well, it was like, all right, well, okay. Well, tell him what we're talking about.
Well, what
first.
I was going to say before Vince interrupted me.
Sorry.
Was
to tell me to continue. Whoa, let me stop you. Go on.
Hold on. All right, proceed. We saw the FP, which comes out, I think, in some sort of limited release in a couple weeks. Is that
The 16th of March?
And Vince, being the world famous blogger that he is, not everyone gets invited to Sundance, but not everyone gets invited to host movie screenings.
That's
either.
Damn straight.
And Brett and you were there, correct?
No, I came to the after party.
Oh, I was there. Vince was there.
We've all seen the movie, however.
That would have been my fourth time seeing it.
I did watch it
really?
At home.
Yeah.
Why have you watched it so many times?
Because fucking Justin loves that movie and won't stop playing it. Like, he's
when do you hang out with him so much?
Up in Tahoe.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on the whole time. It's
definitely enjoyable and worth seeing. My only real criticism is just sort of a general criticism of most movies is that it's probably 20 minutes longer than it needed to be. Yeah. Like if it was
only 83 minutes.
I know, but if it was 60 minutes, I felt like it would have been 60 minutes of fucking awesomeness. And the extra 20 minutes aren't bad. It just makes it drag. There's some segments that probably could have gotten cut, but definitely really well done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Costumes
nicely
were awesome.
Shot.
Nicely shot costume. They did have a post screening Q&A. Which Vince hosted?
Yeah, well, there was...
Nice work, buddy.
There was five or six people on stage and two microphones. And then, like, you know, the costume designer and the two directors are all siblings. So you just get them going and they, like, will bicker amongst themselves for 10
minutes
at a time.
Well, and also the FP is Fraser Park, where they're all from.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're like, oh, that's just the FP.
It'd be like if you got us four on stage and like you tried to moderate it somehow. It's like, no, we're all just gonna sort of
we're all gonna stick the mics up to our butt and talk like Ace Ventura. So deal with it.
It was fun though.
So I did watch it. I stayed home and I actually watched the screener because slight tangent. We get a lot of hey, I'm in college and I listen to the broadcast. Enjoy being able to drink six nights a week, college kids, because I'm to the point now where if I do it more than once in a week, I'm just a shell of a human being.
I have 48-hour hangovers, you little fuckers.
Yeah,
you don't know what this is
assholes.
Like.
Fucking assholes. So anywho, I knew I wanted to go out to the Lebowski party Saturday, so stayed home, watched the FP screener on Friday, had a great time by my lonesome watching it. I do kind of agree. I thought it was a little bit too long, but I did enjoy it because I watched about the first... 10 minutes with Vince and also my girlfriend, who was just so like completely just like flummoxed, like what the fuck is this? But I remember asking Vince, like, there's no way they keep this up for the whole movie, and he's like, Trust me, they do. And so then upon actually seeing the whole thing, I was like, they actually do a really good job of keeping the whole thing
it's
going.
It's like a homemade movie that you made where everything in the frame you did on purpose in some way, which was that, which I found the most impressive.
Which by itself is kind of an exception to the rule.
The sets and the costumes were awesome, and then they did talk about the music. So they had a composer compose all the music, one guy, for the whole movie, and they said it took him about a year. And even that song at the end, where it sounds like a woman singing, it's the dude that did it, and he just tuned way up.
I thought they could have done with a little less of the parody. I thought they had a good thing going on their own when they didn't need really the 80s movie as angle as much. I thought they kind of built up a little momentum, and at the point where it montages, I was like, I don't really need to see that part. It's a little bit South Park-y for me, and I feel like you guys kind of had a good role going without that shit.
All I know is the Asian guy just held that movie together. He was so legit.
The villain's pretty rad too. They gave him some choice lines.
It's better if you saw the villain in person at the screening. He was like the quietest, like most reserved, just chill sort of dude. And then in the movie, he's like fucking Mr. T, just like so over the top. And
he's also not
crazy crazy.
What are you gonna be for Halloween? A panic attack?
And he's also not very big. Like, none of them were.
Yeah.
But, he's just a dude. And then the Asian guy just has a very deep... Yes, when we were making the film.
Well, you can tell he's like the professional actor of the group.
The thespian?
Yeah.
he had everything but the ascot.
Yeah, and then, LWE, the guy, Lee Valmassi, the guy who is the villain. Justin was in the vicinity of this guy like all night, and he's seen the movie like at least four times by now and had no idea it was the same guy.
Well, Justin was also basically like a dog humping their leg. Like, hey! Yeah. Hey, you guys!
J-Tro! J-Tro!
So Vince brought a bandana and an eye patch, and our friend Justin basically immediately just takes the eye patch and is wearing it all night long. And meanwhile, J-Tro, it turns out that he actually needs the eye patch.
Yeah.
But he does. I don't know. It's very Snake Plissken-esque if you
didn't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you can be offended by someone calling out your trademark when you wear an eye patch.
Well, especially in a movie like that.
Yeah.
If it was like What's Eating Gilbert Grape 2, The Return of Gilbert Grape.
And there's an actual retarded guy, and you're like, I love you, Gilbert Grape.
What is eating you? I thought you were going to say you had to gain like 400 pounds. I am your fat mom. I die.
But, did she die? I haven't seen Gilbert Grape. Probably.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Gravy poisoning.
In a long time.
But definitely worth seeing.
Oh, fat people.
I would definitely recommend.
That's what they do. They die.
They give themselves diabetes and then
we're not supposed to. We're totally embargoed on this movie, but.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, no. An FB or Gilbert Grape?
Gilbert. All right, the FB. Well, we can talk about the screening, whatever. Everybody was there.
Yeah. I thought we were in charge of promoting.
I can't post my interview until later, but. Anyway.
Well, if I get embargoed from another screening of theirs, I will be very flummoxed.
Oh, shit. Are they going to take away my movie license? Yeah. I haven't seen a movie all year.
Are they going to make me check my cell phone to the next screening I'm going to do?
Probably.
And I can't even use my own paper bag.
All right. You guys, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Are you ready for some hot goss?
Come on. You got to finish it.
With Ashley Burns. Yeah. Let's get him on the line.
Ashley Burns sounds so hot.
Let's see what's going on in the world of celebrities.
Is this going to be just in the Florida area, or is this going to be...
I don't know. He's got a lot of sources everywhere.
That's true, huh?
He told me to give him a test call, so this might not work at all. This could be just...
A test call?
Yeah. He got a new headset or something. He's got a Nintendo Power Glove on the other line.
Hello?
Ashley.
Hello?
Ashley.
Hello?
Is it working?
Hello.
Ah! Oh.
Did you put on the Nintendo Power Glove?
Hello.
Are you now playing with power?
Is this a collection agency?
Maybe.
We're collecting gossip.
We're collecting.
Splashies.
We're collecting the goss.
We're collecting hot goss with Ashley Burns.
Hey, you know what I'm drinking right now?
What are you drinking? Oh, it sounds like.
gravel. You're drinking gravel on the rocks.
I'm drinking coffee and tequila.
I mean, I know partying with celebrities is part of your job as the editor of Hot Goss with Ashley Burns, but I don't know. I'm worried that you may have taken it too far.
You know what I'm doing right now? I have invented the brand new iPad app that lets you cut up Coke on top of your iPad.
Oh, yeah? What's that called?
Yeah. It's called iCoke.
That's a good name. I mean, that's a pretty straightforward name.
And it's trademarked, so don't you guys fucking even think about it.
Oh, never. I would never dream.
Can we call this segment Burns Victims and Hot Gauze?
I'm about to do heroin in about 3 seconds, so let's get on with this.
For the listeners, Burnsy lives in Florida, so he's 3 hours ahead of us. I think he might have been drinking this whole time.
I have, because you know what? All-Star Weekend in Central Florida.
That's true. They import all sorts of professional
I think
ladies,
won
don't
in solitaire.
They? Free sale.
You beat Minesweeper.
Hey, I've beaten Minesweeper on executive like 5 times.
That is impressive.
What about CEO? That's the hardest.
You know what I do? I jump up and start beating off on it. It's amazing.
That must be, I mean, when you work at a pageant mag, that's how you get ahead.
I knew that four was there. I knew it.
Wow.
I touch on the one and I'm like five. Five of these squares.
Wow.
It's impressive. Hey, Ashley Burns, do you have any hot goss for us?
With Ashley Burns.
Oh, my God. Like, I've been telling you for a week now, Vince, I am into the celebrity gossip business. I have had it with just talking about sports. I want to be in.
That's right. Yeah, keep going.
I want to be in. I want to be talking about shit that people want to talk about. I finally said, fuck it. Let's talk about shit.
You want to have your finger on the pulse of...
I'm like, hey, guys, who are people talking about right now?
Exactly. Yeah.
And the first person that people are talking about...
Who is it?
...is Jeremy Lin of the New York Knicks.
That's right. It's Linsanity just everywhere.
Linsanity. And you know what's coming up? Oscar weekend's coming up. Who is Jeremy Lin taking to the Oscars?
Oh, that has got to be the question that's on every lips of the tabloid lips.
It's on the labia of everyone, and I'm going to tell you who he's taking.
You know?
I know who Jeremy Lin is taking to the Oscars.
And you're going to break it right now.
Who is it?
I'm going to break it to everyone. I know which female, oh my God, or is it a male, is Jeremy Lin taking to the Oscars?
Who is it? I don't have a
breaking
drum roll.
News.
God, I wish I had a drum roll sound effect.
How do you not have a drum roll sound effect? I told you I'm going to break news tonight, and you don't have a drum roll for me?
I'm sorry. I ruined it. I ruined everything. I didn't mean to do it. I have that.
That was good. I like that. That was good enough.
I booed myself.
Jeremy Lin is taking Hillary Duff and her pregnant baby to the Oscars.
She has a pregnant baby?
Her baby's pregnant?
Hillary Duff has been pregnant for 16 months.
Holy shit, 16 months. So that means she's having a double baby?
She's having a double baby.
That is a big story. I mean, that
my phone is making it sound like I'm laughing, and it's fucked up because I've been telling my phone to stop doing that.
We'll get that fixed.
That's a broadcast exclusive.
I'm on the road right now. That's what I wanted to point out. I'm on the road right now because I'm with Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony, and they refuse to drive with Jeremy Lin because he's the worst driver ever.
Okay.
Right. This should have been funny, but it was.
No, that should have been funny.
All right, so Jeremy Lin, he's the next hot thing. So obviously he's going to go with the hottest young starlet, who is
Hillary Duff's baby.
A double baby
with a hockey player, but she's going to the Academy Awards with a basketball player.
Think about that, Vince.
So,
USA.
How are people responding? Easy. Evan Longoria is going to have
Bernsie, there's something wrong with your phone again. There's something.
I think we have a. There's like laughs.
We have like a cross line again.
Yeah. I think it's with some sort of chat party.
Yeah, my bad, guys. I've been sharing a cell phone with Gallagher's brother, and we've just been crossing lines all week long.
That happens in Florida, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, Gallagher's from Florida. I mean, this is the Gallagher State.
Why wouldn't he be?
Isn't that what it's... There's a petition to change it to the Gallagher State, right?
Most people think it's the Sunshine State. It's actually the Gallagher State.
And no, it's the Gallagher State.
The flag's a water.
In all due respect, it's the Date Rape State, and then it's the Gallagher State.
In that order.
Which are related, but...
Our state bird is the canary of rape.
The rape
does
canary.
Does that just tweet and it tweet around anytime someone
no,
gets
it,
raped?
No, it dies when you're getting raped. That's how they know. That's why they keep it in there.
It's like, this area is heavy with rape. You can barely breathe.
Look at all the dead
canaries.
I don't
know why that's funny. I mean, we got canaries that rape people here. And that's terrible.
Women keep them in their vaginas.
That's like the worst Hitchcock movie that's ever been written.
Well, they're like Africanized honeybees, but they're Floridian canaries, and they're much more prone to rape in packs.
They just swoop right in your vagina.
They rape, but then they're like, oh, we're tired now. We're going to go live in the villages and vote for Mitt Romney.
It's fair. I sense we got off topic a little bit. We were talking about Jeremy Lin. We got to Hillary Duff.
We're talking about Oscar gossip, right?
Hot goss.
Give us the goss.
Give us that
goss.
All right.
I got a big breaking news story for you guys.
Put it in us.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Up super for the Iron Lady, right?
Yeah, she is.
Up
Vince,
my
you love that movie.
I did.
Of that movie, you said, I have masturbated to worse movies.
Also true.
I don't know if you said that or not, but I figured you said that.
I probably did at some point. I don't know. You know, nobody wrote it down. Right.
It's like the footer of his email.
All right. Big Hollywood feud right now.
Hot guys.
Meryl Streep, Dakota Fanning.
Whoa. This is explosive.
Yeah. Dakota Fanning has apparently told Meryl Streep that she is going to punch her in the clit.
Was there a reason? I mean, was there a backstory?
There's a backstory. Thank you for asking.
Right in the clit, huh?
Because I know Dakota Fanning, and you know, she's
feisty. You don't know
Dakota
her.
Dakota Fanning is a peaceful young lady.
That's right. It doesn't seem like she would just haul off and punch someone in the clit for no reason.
No, she does not punch anyone.
So what did Meryl Streep do to get under her skin like that?
To deserve a clit punch.
She French kissed Zac Efron at Brett Ratner's Oscar party 2 days ago.
On the mouth?
Well, I don't know how
else. Oh, man, the hot tub.
She French kissed his butthole.
Did she spit into his butt?
Yeah, that was probably the best response I could have imagined. But apparently, Meryl Streep and Zac Efron are in del grande flagranto.
Oh, God, what does that rye smell like coming out your nose?
I've taken 7 years of Spanish. So that means something.
Sure does. I think that was a muscle car, wasn't it? The Indel Grande.
I believe that was the original model of the Pinto.
That had a 455. I remember that. Big block.
Bored out.
No, that was a tough engine.
It was. Oh.
Muy fuerte.
Goddamn.
That
right.
was the car. That was actually the car that Dale Earnhardt died.
There's something wrong with your phone again. I don't know. Do you have do you have AT&T, Verizon? I would talk to whoever is in charge.
I actually use a South American phone company, so
To protect your sources.
If people start chatting in with random shit, I can't stop it.
Yeah, they got their crazy ranchero music playing half the time.
Anywho, next point of interest.
I heard you have a story involving Chloe Moretz.
Chloe Moretz, 16 years old.
Is
she
really?
Just got her driver's license. Is she 16? I don't even know if she's 16, but she just got her driver's license.
Okay.
And you know who she's going on her first drive with?
Who's that?
Christopher Walken is teaching Chloe Moretz how to drive.
That is not true. He does that?
It's 100% true. Christopher Walken told Chloe Moretz that he's going to teach her how to drive, and I swear, according to my sources, he instilled the roadhead clause.
That seems. I don't know if driver's ed, how driver's ed works.
Chloe, remember smog, signal, mirrors.
Brendan, this is a terrible impression. Go back to the well.
Go down on my dick.
That's how.
I don't know why this is funny. This is alarming.
Oh, it is. I mean, she's young. She's so young, and he's so old. It's like even worse than Doug. What's his face and Courtney McSlut, whatever. You know, whoever the hot goss girl.
Wait! Breaking news. It's not Christopher Walken.
Who?
It's Christopher Cross, and he's going to sing to her the entire time.
Whoa! That's explosive.
It's huge. Huge. You heard it here first.
It's not explosivo.
I feel like I'm on a custom episode of TMZ. This is really exciting.
Oh, we have. I mean, Bernsey's like Harvey Levin times five and not Jewish.
I feel like I'm on PCP.
To give you a little background on this, I have been studying in the art of developing celebrity gossip, and I learned that you don't really need anything to back anything up with. You just need to be able to say that one person did something and the other person did another thing.
That's the first rule.
Turns out you're really good at it.
With that, Octavia Spencer up for the help. Okay. I mean, she's a huge favorite.
This is a new piece of hot gossip. Everybody settle in.
Yeah, this is a new piece of hot gossip. Everyone loves her. She wants to punch Emma Stone in the face.
Why?
Hot gossip.
Because she apparently believes that Emma Stone owned slaves in the 1800s.
But Emma Stone, I mean, I only have Wikipedia to go on, but I think she's only like 22.
Hot goss.
Yeah, but you know what? My grandparents are only 90.
Yeah, suck his jeans, Vince.
You make a valid point.
My grandparents believe that, you know, we should still own people.
Is it because they're 90, or is it because they're in Florida?
No, my grandparents live in the Midwest, where everything is legal.
Everything.
Oh,
did you drop?
My dog is about to kill someone. That's awesome.
That does not sound like hot goss. Frankly, I know a lot of gossip reporters, and they got their sources.
No. That person was Jeremy Irons.
Oh, I got a big one about Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons.
Yeah,
he's trying to get his dog to stop attacking.
Wait, no. Are you snapping at your dog or your sources?
I was snapping at my sources because they were not telling me what I wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah. That's
just hot goss.
Jeremy Irons was working out in L.A. the other day with MC Hammer.
What sort of workouts did they do?
MC Hammer told Jeremy Irons that Paul Rudd was having sex with Cher.
So that's wow. That's a lot of layers.
That's a lot of levels.
I mean, a lot just happened right there. I don't even know how to start with that.
But Paul Rudd, is he married? And Cher, I mean, she's probably married or widowed.
She's a vampire.
Cher is actually 95 years old. And?
Did he just call this dog again?
Yeah, he did.
Sorry.
What is your source?
Come here. Stop. Do not poop on that couch, source.
My dog was just trying to eat
bad source.
Pat Oswalt. It was amazing.
Bad source.
All right. Well, you want a good source?
Could I?
I'm about to blow your mind.
Please do.
All right. Nicole Kidman.
I know her.
Is a dude.
Wow.
Like full, I mean
now, Yeah, you got to listen to me on this. You got to trust me.
Chromosomally, or just all around, like actual testicles?
My source tells me.
Okay.
That Nicole Kidman, who's married to country singer Keith Urban.
That's true.
My source tells me that Nicole Kidman has a penis.
And what? Would, I mean, do they have a doctor's testimony? I mean, deposition?
Like, she's going to gym class. It's like, doctor says you got a dick. You're out of basketball.
Nah, just this guy said that Nicole Kidman has a penis.
I'll take that.
Well, that does it for this week's episode of Hot Goss.
Hot Goss.
With...
I got one more. I got one more if you're interested.
Oh, I'm interested.
Let's put it over on top.
One more, just to, I'll play devil's advocate here. It's Hot Goss. We got to do it.
All right, that's what I thought. Rose McGowan.
Okay,
remember her?
I do. Oh yeah, I saw Conan the Barbarian, so I definitely know she was in that.
Yeah, Rose McGowan likes to have sex with people who wear Keds.
All right, well that does it for Hot Goss with Ashley Burns.
Hot God.
You cultivate those sources this week, and you can. We need some more. We love hearing all. You got your finger on the pulse of that.
No,
hey, fuck TMZ. I'm ready to bring the thunder.
I'm gonna say he has the finger in the pulse.
Oh,
of what's going on?
At least,
yeah,
knuckle deep.
I have the finger in the pulse, and I'm tickling around the top of the pulse, but I'm not sure if it's the right pulse or not.
Just don't punch the pulse.
Yeah.
No, you flick the pulse.
Okay.
All right, Ashley. Well, enjoy that coffee and tequila. That sounds terrific.
Yeah, I hate you guys.
Hot Goss.
Hot Goss.
Hot Goss. Hot Goss.
With Ashley Burns. All right.
Burnsy must be drunk if he says he hates us. Because he normally talks about how much he loves us.
Which is a lie.
Yeah, now he's being...
Yeah, those are his true colors,
yeah,
Brandon.
Right, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Vince, you're just in his way, man. He's understudy knifing your ass right in the neck.
Like everyone.
We're watching the power struggle.
Everyone's jealous of me.
We can't do the broadcast tonight.
Everyone's jealous of me. They're just, you know, there's all these haters out there that just want me to fail.
Are they watching The Throne?
Probably.
Don't let him get in his zone.
They're like in Paris doing stuff.
That's the best one.
Vince, you
I don't
worry.
Know. Honestly, like fucking, you know, I don't even want to say it because everybody yell at me. But
you don't like Jay-Z?
Jay-Z's voice annoys me. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You should be worried when Ben and Brett and I are like, oh, no, we can't make it. And then all of a sudden we stage like a coup. Like
all
a broadcast coup,
a secret
and you're not
podcast.
There anymore. You're not there anymore, and then we're all of a sudden we're the People's Republic of Frotcast. And then you're
Burnsy's our first prime minister.
Yeah,
Democratic Republic of Broadcasting. Yeah. Even though it's neither, it's just some Orwellian title that disguises your true impulse.
We're gonna be a religious democracy. All right,
theocracy.
No, not all the way. We're going to be like the Turkish model.
We could like incorporate all the
stuff. More like a democracy.
We could incorporate all the cool stuff from like the failed states where we could be like the Democratic People's Kampuchean Republic of
Comrade.
The Congo. Yeah, with Soviet Socialist Republic states that also... people's
military.
You could come up with a title that means like large father in Thai. It'll be like Mabonto.
Sure.
That is terrible Thai. It's a really bad Thai.
Yeah.
Vince don't talk Thai.
Thai's very hard. I mean they got the ow and then bow and they both mean two different things. It's hard. You gotta you don't have the ear for it.
Oh, I got the ear for it.
Hmm.
We got Laramie coming on as well. Is that right?
We do. Did we get any voicemails this week? I guess we'll have to save those for next week.
Let's not.
Fuck it, just wing it, Vince. Just go for broke.
Yeah.
Let's play one of them.
Should I just play one at random?
It's called the grab. Let's
this
play
is the voicemail grab bag.
Voicemail grab bag.
Voicemail grab bag.
See, we even had a...
Then you're supposed to play one.
I just hope they don't say anything racist.
I've been going back through the past episodes.
Oh, we had this one already. This one sucks.
You can play an old one for the voicemail grab bag.
That's the sad guy who likes Lindy West.
Let's start the music over again.
Voicemail grab bag.
All right, I'm just calling this number to get it programmed into my phone so I can drunk call later. Looking forward to it. I love you guys. I miss you. Bye.
So are we. We're looking forward to that, too.
All right. Man, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I got a song to play for you guys. We don't have Bernsey's Corner, but we got, hey, what's up with the internet?
Oh. What is up with the internet, Vince?
It's a little song called Deep Throat.
Is it by Dave Mustaine and the Mustangs? You know,
Mustangs.
Breathe, relax your mind, and just deep throat. That's what the marquee says. The video's got close-ups on ducks right now.
Now when she ride it, I ain't right, and I'ma treat her good. She just might get wiped the way she's sucking on my wood.
She just might get wiped the way she's sucking on my wood.
Deep throw, shout it, deep throw, deep throw. Now call it deep throw, deep throw. Yeah, lil' mama a freak, lil' mama so young. Lil' mama chew me up like a piece of bubblegum. Licks till she make me pop. Don't do your thing, baby girl, don't stop. She's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Speaking in tongue, cause baby got motion. And when she come around, you know it's going down. But for now, I just wanna hear you say it. Ah. Now when she ride that thing right, then I'ma treat her good. She just might get white the way she's sucking on my wound.
Look, you got to appreciate a love song to blowjobs.
That sounds like a song that if it came out when I was in high school, we'd listen to a lot.
Oh.
Seriously.
Oh, you think we're not? Well, what do you think this next week is going to consist
of? Who's the artist?
That is J-Bo OMG.
What? Really?
Deep Throat by J-Bo OMG, produced by All Rounda Productions.
LOL.
It's not.
No?
R.I.P. Doggy Squeeze Box. Little pony.
R.I.P. coconut water can.
Little feezy.
I feel like getting wife something to do with your drunk friend who's passed out before the party's over.
Got wiped.
What would that mean?
I think you got to fuck him.
Dry hump. Yeah, there'd be a lot of
dry
humping.
You got to fuck him.
All right, we got some serious.
So that's what's up with the internet?
That's what's up with the internet. We've had this whole thing. It's been a bit of a lark so far. We're going to get serious. We're going to have some in-depth Oscar talk. We had some hot goss. We had some fun with the internet. We had some good times, but that's behind us now.
Yeah.
We're going to get serious.
Yep, we're going to gape the Oscar.
That's right. We're going to blow on it like a jug band. Blow on its gaping butthole like a jug band.
Spit on my dick. Spit on my dick.
Hello?
I knew that would work.
What?
If I took my pants off, you'd call.
No joke, Vince took his pants off immediately before we started recording. And then he decided to put on shorts.
Pants off, dance off.
It was.
Sweatpants are very uncomfortable for me.
Why would you put them on?
Well, I had to go out.
Ugh.
That's the only time he leaves.
Them's my going out clothes. You see, they make these newfangled sweatpants that they got, it's like Gore-Tex on the outside, and they're secretly sweatpants. But
what
no one
got
knows.
The fleece on the inside?
That's right. I mean, people don't even know that you got sweatpants on, but you do. And that's how you go outside.
Have you seen those new piece of clothing that goes down to your feet? I ain't never heard of them. I just worn these shorts all my life.
What happens if there's a flood?
Is this a bit?
Welcome to the
We're improving, you dick.
This episode's been pretty improv heavy. Let's be honest. Yeah. Bernsey's the best improv ever because he goes... Chloe Moretz had feet behind the discotheque with Cher's
butt
saucer.
It's like, it was like gossip Mad Libs.
His alcohol, his brain pauses actually add up to perfect comedic timing. Like where he's just, where he's got that little rainbow spinny wheel where he's trying to access the hard drive, but it's not going. It's exactly the right.
Oh, look
at
this Mac guy with his rainbow spinny wheel.
He tweeted me today, Ashley Burns. It's getting real sexual among the broadcast guests.
You guys live like catty corner to each other, kitty corner. What the hell is the word?
Well, no, it's when it's across the whole country, it's catty corner.
No, they're in the same. Well, yeah, they grew up in the same area. They're practically across the street.
Friends, maybe make it out.
Laramie, do you go down to Los Angeles to cover the Oscars in person?
Los Angeles. You know, I do not.
Laramie, we didn't bring you on to do funny stuff, okay?
Sorry.
We got all that covered. I mean,
so I've applied for Academy credentials, and they respectfully declined.
Have you really?
I have. Not this year. I quit doing that. Once they said no, then I said, I say no to you. Guess what?
Yeah.
I reversed that rejection.
Just the same them. Face.
Vince I've gotten into the Globes and the SAGs. I've been invited to those. But...
That sounds.
What's
bit,
that get me?
A little bit dirty.
Is that like going to grandma's house of award shows? Is it just like hard candy and fucking cat smell?
The thing is, if you cover these shows, you cover them in a dingy little press room. Like even if you get credentialed to the Academy Awards, you're not like sitting next to Clooney. Like you're in a
And then I'm sure all the veteran journalists are like dicks to you, bro, you got to pay your dues before you get where I am. It's like, oh, you mean. 3 feet away from me, eating stale donuts and drinking instant coffee.
Vince, is that how it plays out? And you're, I didn't want to go there anyway. Power fantasies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the guy's like a dick to you, and the cab's really expensive. I mean, you run into your ex girlfriend. She's super hot, and you're just like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
And then I won't even get my cab rides reimbursed because it was too far, and the sandwiches were so stale.
I like how I'm drunk even in my power fantasy.
Well, you're crying because you're drunk.
Oh, okay. Fair. Like, sort of, yeah. Slur cry.
How do you get drunk? Fuck you.
Laramie, serious question for you. Do you actually enjoy the Oscars, or are you forced into covering and watching them? Because I, for one, think award shows are the scourge of the earth.
Wait,
isn't
what?
A scourge?
Scourge.
It's like a chicken or egg question, though. Do you enjoy like the ball gag in your mouth?
Is that Pulp Fiction? Two Pulp Fiction? I think it's Dead Nigger Scourge. Is that?
I think so.
Yeah. At some point, you don't know scourge? What you enjoy anymore. Yeah, you're just scourge. Used to the pain.
Mm.
I would say, I live blog it, which is fun.
Are you like Pinhead now? Like from Hellraiser? Is that what it is with the Oscars?
A little bit.
What does he do? What does that mean?
He's a demon.
Okay. Yeah, okay. He is.
Yeah, but some people
it's bad.
Don't, they no. don't.
Not in bed.
He would be a hard one to make out with. Turns out,
I think they're really long. That annoys me, and I hate the self-aggrandizing speeches and the red carpet's a nightmare.
So itchy.
They're still better than like the Golden Globes, though.
Yeah, but you're comparing different pieces of poop.
Yeah, I know. That's a fair point. To be fair, it's the best award show on, but there are no good
the
awards.
The Oscars is?
There's no good award shows. So
even with Billy Crystal hosting?
This is the one you can bet on, which is why it's good.
Yeah.
Do you actually wager money on the Oscars?
Oh, hell yes. How do you think I make my living?
All right.
Wait,
so who's
taking it right?
Who's your bet for Best Picture? We got The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Tom and Incredibly Hanks, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, Tree of Life, and War Horse.
It's a stay away because right now The Artist is the 10-1 favorite. So
yeah.
It's like a pair of mutual. You're not gonna win on that.
A pair of what?
Wait, it's not. It's not 10-1. It's probably 1-10.
Wait, what's that?
Did exactly.
You,
did that's
you
what
just
I'm
use
saying.
A what's a pair of mutual?
That's a horse racing term.
All right. So speaking of horse racing terms that I don't understand, have you guys been watching Luck?
I already gave up on it.
But isn't it like I mean. Isn't like 65% of the dialogue like some financial scheme and or gambling term? Like everyone's talking in this like abstract, like mammity shorthand, and I have no idea what the hell they're saying ever.
I actually know
mammity.
I spent a lot of time at the track. I do know what they're talking about.
Well, I actually know a tiny bit about horse racing, not a lot, but
I've bet on it before. But
well, I don't know part of it. I think I just can't understand, especially the. The one trainer, I don't know if he's Mexican.
We're gonna take the Bishop trifecta, but before that, we're gonna do a night parry and roll it around, roll it around and give it the old Stanford. And we're going to line up in an I formation and triple team the donkey bludger.
I can't understand what we're going to train this horse, and then the horse will run.
And by the way, in real life, he does not have an accent. He speaks perfectly fluid English.
Well, then he's really good at having
a horse. Dustin Hoffman?
No, the Latino trainer.
Oh. The Peruvian?
Hey, here's a fun fact. Don't drink a Liberty Ale and then a Pilsner Urquell.
Ooh.
Yeah, made a mistake. Thanks, Ben.
Tastes very pea-like.
I held them both up at the beginning of this little...
very pea-like,
yeah,
doesn't it?
And I was like, Ben, which one you think? He's like, Liberty Ale for sure. You want to get that in there before
a
the Pilsner.
A Pilsner after a Amber Ale is going to be...
Yeah, it tastes like
quite
butthole.
Urine-like.
Yeah.
You want to know a bet you should make? You want some bets?
Yes. All right.
Oh, now we're talking.
Give me a category. I'll read the people, and you just give me...
I want the most obscure...
That's where you're going to make money at this point, because the non-obscure, you're screwed, right?
Yeah.
It's already settled.
Best
dogma.
Best gape.
It's a tough category. No, where you want to try and win money is the live-action shorts, the live-action documentary, because no one's seen any of them, including the people voting. So what you're going to want to do is pick the thing that's most anti-racism,
and you
win. You win money.
So what is that this year?
Undefeated documentary. First of all, the Weinstein Company is representing it. And you know they lobby harder than anyone.
Very powerful film lobby.
Those guys will lobby you. They will send you two hookers and some blow for your vote.
What did you get?
Which I respect. So you can get like 2-1 odds on Undefeated right now.
Undefeated's
Undefeated's a racism that says the Chrysler Building?
It's a documentary about Memphis high school football.
There's also Pina, Paradise Lost 3, Purgatory, which I actually didn't think was a very good documentary. If a Tree Falls, A Story of the Earth Liberation Front, and Helen Back Again.
You don't have to be good to get nominated. That's not in
the thing. The documentary is the worst.
I've watched the first two Paradise Lost, and as much as I really like supported the cause, and I actually did donate money to the defense fund because I thought the whole situation was so fucked up, the documentaries in and of themselves were not that good.
No, I mean, it's an important story, but it's not a very well-told story.
Right, exactly. No, that's exactly my point.
Yeah. But I kind of, you know what? I mean, I think Restrepo's better, but I kind of feel the same way about that one in certain ways. Like, I feel like there's a lot of unedited. I mean, I understand them more because they're getting it out in a shorter amount of time, and they're sort of giving out the filmmaker's own sort of immersive, like, travelogue. But it's like...
Do you ever just listen to what you're saying?
What?
Restrepo was the best because it shows them like in a firefight and there's like explosions happening and then it immediately cuts to a scene where like someone like puts on a song and then you hear everyone go like, oh my God, it's on. And it was like that Gunther song. Like,
Do you
want to like ooh la la?
No.
And they're all like, they're
that's
all,
what I'm
like,
saying. The footage is amazing, but it's not that organized, basically what I'm saying. Felt the same way about the book too. It was like
Brennan, you clearly don't know the rules of engagement. Right. That's what you do after a firefight,
right. And then you're engaged.
Yeah. I thought that was the Navy rum sodomy in the lash. Isn't that what Churchill said?
Heyo,
what's Paradise Lost?
I bet you would totally know that if it wasn't a Pogues album too.
Yeah,
he likes the military history. What's Paradise
and
Lost?
The Pogues. It's the one about the West Memphis. Memphis 3.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they get out? Didn't they free them shits?
They did free them. They had to take a, what was it called?
It was an Alford plea, which is bullshit.
Where they said that they did it, but they're sorry, and now they're free.
And they can never be implicated in any related crimes again. Yeah, but it was total bullshit, but then there was a way.
Aren't they also 40 at this point?
Yeah, it was basically like if they had not done that, there could have been a way for Damien to actually get the death penalty before like all the, you know, like something like that.
The other two guys were down to keep fighting it until they got officially declared innocent, but since one of them was on death row, they're like, hey, you know, maybe we'll just take this and
I think
get
that's
free.
More or less what I said.
Yeah.
Much more words.
Yes.
Laramie, next category for us to win.
No, but I will say this about the. I want to say this about the Oscar documentary feature.
You just asked him.
I know.
To speak, and then cut him
off. That's what happens when you drink. I will say this: that out of all the categories, the Oscars gets documentary feature wrong, like horrendously wrong, more than anything else.
Is that their worst category?
It is. Like Anvil wasn't nominated. Like some of the best doc, like some of the greatest documentaries, never ever get nominated.
Laramie,
Yes.
Shut up.
Okay. I think there's different rules for each category for nomination. So sometimes you have just the branch involved. Sometimes you have the academy at large. And that, my friend, contributes to the terribleness. So they end up nominating people who've been around a long time, not the best product.
What I've been told on the documentary feature is the way it works is they have like this stack of a billion documentaries and they put it in for like
they just throw them at you.
Well, they put it in for this big crew.
Which of these you like, pussy?
No, whichever ones you catch. Nomination.
And it's on, and then you know, after 10 minutes, they take a vote of like whether you want to keep going watching the documentary. And
I would vote no every time.
Bored.
I know, right?
Oh, where is the Transformer?
Are there no porn documentaries anymore? Do we not do that?
I do.
That's a good point.
Isn't every porn a documentary?
Hey, baby, I'm shooting a documentary. It's called early release.
I'm shooting a documentary.
It's called early release.
Laramie, do you have any sort of voting power? Are you in the academy?
Oh, yeah. I represent 5 votes in the academy. No, you have to have accomplished something. Well, not really. Laramie, you have to be much older and a little whiter.
You're on TV, you're in print, and you're on podcast. You're
Laramie, are you black?
Lindy actually had a really good article that was making fun of. I think it was in something like Slate or like The Atlantic where it was like, The whole article was like, the guy probably felt like he was Charlton Heston in Soylent Green, where he's like, I'll have you know that the people who vote in the academy are, a majority of them are white and over 65.
Yeah.
And Lindy was like, yeah, no shit.
What was
the LA Times just did a story. It's everyone says no shit, but 94% white is really white. I mean, that's massively white.
We knew it was high, but I mean, that's still pretty high. Like median age, you're like, yeah. You know, it's probably pretty old. They're like 62. You're like,
I'll stand behind Lindy's point of, oh, I get it now. I thought this whole time that a bunch of undocumented migrant workers were the ones voting.
Yeah.
77% male. Don't have lady parts if you want to be in the academy. Little hint for you out there.
Or just be the maid to one of these gentlemen.
You know, and you joke, but in a lot of cases, assistants fill these things out.
That was not a joke, Laramie. I hope you didn't laugh.
Cafe.
Who's assistant though?
Cafe. I think it's almost always Charlton Heston's assistant. Which is weird. He gets besieged this time of year.
He's dead. Okay. They just have to like put
well,
they just have to polish his coffin.
And he
didn't get a chance to go down a log flume with a boner.
I was just going to say,
biggest regret of his life.
That's a major broadcast recall, by the way.
That's his corpse's biggest regret.
I was going to say,
listeners, if you did not get that joke, go back to broadcast. Oh, 37.
No, just go back to the beginning. We're going to get dividends.
I was going
to
say the boner itself gets about 25 votes.
Basically, we have an inside joke about Kirk Douglas.
Oh, I know it's a joke.
Going down a log flume before with the boner.
Make him do the work.
No, I just wanted to explain it.
It's a Lindy West joke.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's not going to make sense to anyone.
They might not even know who Lindy West is.
Charlton,
you can't pander, Vince.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
People either with you or they're not.
That's right.
F them.
You know,
we did get an email that said the broadcast was it had so many inside jokes it was almost like The Wire where you have to watch from the first episode. I'm not lying. We did get an email this week that said that. So
we got compared to The Wire.
Yeah, that was one of the best compliments I've ever received.
So we're basically The Wire of
we
of
got
podcasts.
That in compliment form and in insult form.
Right?
So.
Yeah. It was,
we got two of them,
which makes that email one? The Wire of emails that we've received.
If you get every joke that's going on, you're one of the elect. You're one of the chosen.
Yeah.
You get voting rights to right. the next Frotcast voting party.
Upon you, they will build their church.
That's correct.
Something like that.
So, Laramie, are you going on?
Lo, it is a foundation made of stone.
Are you going on the local? Is it morning news that you go on? What do you go on?
He's a wacky morning news guy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Larry's Show. Yeah, I go on the day after the academy to talk about, like, you know, highlights and lowlights.
But is this like a 6 a.m. type? No, they
film pretty late. To their credit, I don't get there until like 9:30.
Oh, that's right. You're up in Seattle.
Yeah, it's right after the Today Show here locally. Mm. So I'm kind of on the Today Show.
But it's after all the wackety schmackety.
Yeah, like they'll have like you know the dog trainer, then me,
a couple parrots.
Wait, are you live in studio or do they beam you in? Do they bloop you?
No,
in?
I'm live in studio, which is harrowing. Like that's the part that actually throws me is a studio audience. Kind of looking at me.
Do you get local news makeup?
Yeah, they put makeup on me. Put high def foundation on me. The whole works.
Ooh. God damn it. I'm going to throw some stuff at my agent soon.
Do you have an agent? Because I need one.
It's Ben.
He's doing a shitty job.
I have to call him every day. He thinks he's got more important clients than
Ben!
Me.
Ben! Ben!
Put your yarmulke on and make some calls for me.
He just bangs on the wall.
I don't want to get out of, like, I don't want to get out of bed.
I've just booked you another open mic night. Wait a minute.
I got you a showcase, buddy.
So Albert Nobbs, tell me.
Has anyone
in America seen Albert Nobbs? No one, not one person has seen Albert Nobbs.
What's a Albert Nobbs?
Glenn Close is nominated for Best Actress in Albert Nobbs.
Because she dressed up like a man.
Yeah.
What is Albert Nobbs?
And I think Albert Nobbs with a K would be like the easiest porno remake ever.
Wait, the guy from New Orleans needs to call in and talk about Albert Nobbs.
I still say it's Prince Albert Nobbs with a K.
You might be right. Little WWE reference.
We don't know about that stuff.
Whoa. What was that?
There's a Prince Albert in the WWE, isn't there?
I don't know.
You guys are supposed to know about all that wrestling.
We were talking about the hemophiliac with the dick pierce.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I understand the reference now. I haven't tuned into every episode, though.
It's Dickensian.
All right, Laramie, I want your most obscure category, and I want your lock of the Oscars.
Yeah, give us a lock pick.
Well, there's a bunch of locks.
Pick our locks.
Ooh, give it. Yeah, pick
our locks.
The locks are in the top line categories.
All right, Octavia so the Spencer. Artist is best picture, right?
Don't, Octavia Spencer is the lockiest dick. Lock.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah. Supporting actor is, 99 out of 100, Christopher Plummer.
Okay.
Best score for the artist is pretty much a lock because it's only score. I mean, the whole thing's score.
That's a good point.
Man or Muppet for best original song, pretty lockish.
What is it? Could Menomina not be nominated? I mean, is that not
it
does
come
not
out
count?
Like 1964?
Yeah,
not original enough. Okay.
I would vote for it.
Yeah,
I'm not,
I mean, that's by far the most memorable.
Amazing,
Brendan would find someone locally in the Academy, beat them up for their voting slip, fill it out, give it back to him, but only with that part filled out.
And then it turns out that Statler and Waldorf are the Academy, and they'd be like, turns out, what is a phenomena?
Meow. Meow. What else are your locks?
Visual effects for Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Those monkeys looked fake.
All right,
I'm
so
sorry.
Can, what's his name, accept the award?
Andy Serkis,
Andy Serkis accepts the award with ping pong balls everywhere.
Throws doo-doo at the audience.
For sure.
CGI doo-doo. And they just are showing the screen where he walks.
It took a man pretending to be an ape who was a man who taught us how we became men.
You guys, he's a real actor.
Is that like a Morgan Freeman voice?
It possibly was.
That was, quick side note, I caught SNL. I DVR'd it while we were doing the Lebowski party. There was a great, like, basically Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou's punked. Yeah, I saw that.
That was pretty good. It was like Cornell.
Is it whimsy?
Yeah, Cornell West. Was this an act of malice? No, it was an act of whimsy. I really appreciated that.
I did too. That's good.
Sorry.
Laramie, what would you think about Andy Serkis hosting the Oscars with ping pong balls?
I would love that.
Every segment, he's a different character.
I would throw them at the stage, and then no one would know what the fuck was going on, because all of a sudden it'd be King Kong, and he'd be, just twitching.
Every segment, he's a different character, a different animal.
It could be Andy Serkis giving a human quality to Max Headroom.
Need to give away a Best Andy Serkis Award, but to somebody else each year.
The Andy Serkis,
but he gets nominated, so he's the Susan Lucci of the Andy Serkis Award.
But can you be you, Andy?
he's been to Hollywood. He's never been to him.
It's weird to me that everybody sort of just went with the Fox's marketing campaign for the.
I did not go with it.
No, for Rise of Planet of the Apes. Like, oh my God, Andy Serkis is this nation's greatest hero. He was able to be a British man never before has a British man so much acted like a monkey that taught us how to deal with our Alzheimer's.
Remember when he played all those firefighters in 9/11?
Like, seriously, you could not, you were not allowed to say a bad thing about Andy Serkis. He was like 9/11.
And when they released the four-year consideration thing and they showed him like side by side with the CGI ape, like that didn't make it better. It's like that looks like an idiot doing a phase. Like, what does that give
This is impressive to me that James Franco was able to not laugh at this dude who was like fucking farting on his face. And
I don't think James Franco's pretending anymore. I think he just thinks things are going on as they're happening. It's like, oh man, I better be nice to this monkey, man.
My favorite was
I think he knows my name.
When Serkis was when they were parting ways, when he was getting locked up in the monkey jail, basically, and his face was just all over the glass, just drooling everywhere.
And he puts his mouth over the glass and does that thing that every like 12-year-old kid does when the bus is leaving. Like, oh my god, what an actor! What an actor! I mean, he put his mouth like the way that he channeled the emotion of that ape.
Hey, there might not have actually been glass there. He might have had to fake that.
Holy shit! Oh, the way he puffed his cheeks out without glass to press on.
That movie, that movie sucked, by the way. I know you guys kind of liked it. I watched it, and it was you know what? It was the prelude to a movie that might have been interesting.
I liked
it. It was the first 15 minutes to a movie that might have had some sort of interest.
I didn't like it as a good movie. I liked it as a bad movie.
I was like, oh, sweet. So I guess the movie's going to start now after it ended.
It's a good bad movie, I thought.
Yeah, it was stupid as shit.
It was about half a movie.
It was garbage.
You know Clooney, every chance, has to fuck with Andy Serkis, right? He's got to be like, hey, computer boy, where's your surge protector? I mean, it's just got to be constant, right?
I bang like 100 chicks a night.
Hey,
like, hey, why aren't you wearing your green suit?
Hey, green screen, you going to... I hear there's a fat chick in the back. She's gonna mocap a really hot model for you to fuck. You
I would buy Oscar without ping pong balls.
Why don't you pretend to act your way out of this noogie?
Hey, why don't you have those guys at Weta create you a yacht to party on?
Or he could just make ping pong ball suits cool and then steal it from him. Just be like, yeah, we're all wearing these now. What's up,
hey,
pussy?
Hey, Andy,
He gives them a blow-up doll with a bunch of ping-pong balls on it.
We'll give you a finder's fee for this for these ping-pong balls. We're thinking, you know, like 5%.
Hey, Andy, I loved your work in The Sims. Oh, wait, that wasn't you? Oh, shit, dude, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're so good in that.
I loved you as Jar Jar Binks.
That would have been a lot of range if he went from Jar Jar Binks to...
That would be Misa, sad monkey.
Oh, God. Could you imagine someone...
Misa, no like it, they're gone, yes.
Here's how racist Jar Jar Binks is. If you picture a white dude in a leotard doing that, it's the most offensive thing you can imagine.
Yeah. Basically just modern blackface.
Yeah, modern blackface is a white dude in a black leotard.
Neo-blackface.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think he's black? What's black about him? What's black about Jar Jar Binks?
Lives underwater.
Okay. I thought
fact.
Okay,
last name Binks.
I heard it from Ron Paul.
No, but I mean, what black? Have you ever never heard a black person be like Misa something or other?
They hate the Gungan. What are you talking about?
Like when I'm trying to fix the ignition on my car, there aren't like black people lining up to put their tongue in it.
Well, that's because you get your car fixed on the nice side of town.
I mean, it doesn't seem...
All right, you. Get your tongue in here. I want this thing to start.
I don't know. I mean,
the controversy was a total stretch, but...
It's Lucas's version of black people. He thinks that actually happens.
Well, his version of people
skewed. Weren't people claiming that it was a horrible Caribbean accent? Wasn't that the issue?
Yes.
Which is silly.
I think he might only watch like 20s cartoons.
Misa Guan go to them padres.
See, that would have been better.
We'll never come back from this.
Yeah, it's too late.
If he had dreads and...
Hey, im tif mi padres.
Bumba clap.
It's the dumpy.
Did Jada mind trick no work on him?
That little boy goes so fast. Boom, boom.
Me try the Jedi mind trick, but him too smart.
There was like a...
What me Guan do?
It was like a 5-second minute where we could have nipped it in the bud. That was just out in the open, rampaging around. Yeah, it's
the Bulls in the
rampaging around Jamestown.
Feed me now. Bueno.
Him's are so sad.
I just hope everyone knows that my entire frame of reference for impersonating Jamaican people is listening to Buju Banton records and yeah. smoking pot.
It's like that.
And so.
It's like that Cool Jamaica. Runnings and like, what else? I'm trying to remember some of the...
Informer.
Let's not forget about the...
That'd be the most offensive thing. It's like, my conception of your culture is based on this Canadian guy.
Or
who
let's not forget about the most amazing Jamaican, Shaggy.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Lova Lova.
It's pretty amazing that you're just an American dude that fakes a Jamaican accent to make
records.
Right. You know, I always say that as an American, I feel the same way about Limp Bizkit that Germans must feel about the Holocaust. But I feel like we had it right with Shaggy. Shaggy, you know, his popularity, completely deserved.
I thought you were going to say how the Germans feel about Rammstein. And then you said the Holocaust.
Well, Rammstein's
like,
awesome.
I was way off. First yeah, then I was going to argue with you and say, like, I actually kind of like Rammstein.
Dude, Rammstein rules. Because
when I lived there, they're still
Vince
really
just
popular.
Went to a really weird place there for a second.
Yeah. They're what still is, really popular yeah, you, there. So I heard a bunch of other songs that were not Du Hast.
I was not
and
expecting.
And I was like, wow, there's actually some decent songs
I was
here.
Not expecting Vince to like Rammstein.
Dude, yeah. Rammstein's awesome.
It's just weird. I mean, you're very anti-metal in Put any on, sort yeah. of respect.
Well, but it's like. No, it's not anti-metal. Just because I don't like James Hetfield's voice, I'm totally anti-metal.
Well, name one.
You don't like Pantera.
Yeah, you don't
I
like
do kind of like
no.
Pantera. I
you
do,
like
too.
Slayer.
No, I do. Just because I don't like fucking Metallica, that's all
early
I got.
Metallica. We're not asking you to, like, Reload. Yeah.
We're not asking you, like, the Unforgiven.
I actually kind of like Unforgiven.
I kind of like it, too, because the solo is so fucking awesome. But... Do you realize people wait for us to publish this weekly?
Oh, is this Dusseldorf
playing Rammstein?
Is this Dusseldorf 92?
It's always Dusseldorf 92.
This one's way better.
It's so awesome. No, it's not. It's way awesome.
That's their best song by far.
I like Kinda Loosed.
Oh, you're stupid.
Well, we're arguing about Rammstein.
Yeah, we are.
Was not expecting this turn.
Laramie, I want your input on this.
This is the best Oscar show.
Too late, Germans!
Well, fast forward to the music.
Yeah, get to the... Wing chair. That's a long intro.
Oh, this is Munich 94.
I really don't care about the intro. Just jump right in the middle of it.
This is so much intro.
Right in the middle of it.
It's done. It's done.
That was good. That was fun.
A leaky boom boom down.
Brendan, you're ruining my show.
It's like half an hour of intro. This is almost as long as Window Licker by Aphex Twin.
Window Licker's awesome.
It's like half an hour. This isn't interesting at all.
I know.
That's good. Plus, they're all in fat suits, which is fucking stupid.
Get to the middle part. Middle part.
I don't have like the 15 minutes it takes for that song to build up.
What?
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
He's got blogging to do.
That's right.
All right, Laramie, your absolute stone cold lead pipe lock of the Oscars. What's going to happen?
Dude, I already gave you a bunch. Best foreign film, A Separation. You can pencil that in.
Garbage.
Hold on, Laramie.
I think a bullhead should win because I saw that.
I don't want to. I want to write it in pen on my bracket.
Put it in magic marker.
All right.
Best makeup, The Iron Lady. That one's for Vince.
She's going to win Best Actress,
she's
too, isn't she?
She's not a real person.
No, Viola Davis is going to win.
Oh, really? You think?
VDAV, as we call her in the biz.
Mm. You're not really in the biz, Vince.
Is that going to be a white guilt vote, or is she really good?
Well, I mean, was she better Denzel'd? Than Streep and Iron Lady? Yeah.
Well, the thing Come about on. Streep is, like, Streep is always good, but that movie is just a garbage pile.
Laramie, are there any of these?
But it won every other award. It won the British Oscar, the Golden Globe.
Who the fuck else is there?
Laramie,
no
are there
else.
Any of these main movies that you have not
Dragon
seen?
Dragon Tattoo.
I haven't seen Albert Nobbs.
I didn't even know that was Shocking. A real movie.
No one does. It came out in like
I have a screener, but I did not watch it.
Good for you, buddy.
Like they screened it. You. They screened it in some hipster's basement in Paris, I think.
And like, everyone kind of went, eh.
For three, like, 60-year-olds, and they're like, dude, we should tell everyone this is super great.
But I'm really not a man. That's the end. And credits. I know all there is
and then War Horse comes in and, like, puts his hoof print on her death certificate.
And then takes a huge poop.
She was my best friend.
And then he just lifts his tail. It's like...
There goes a war horse.
That's a remarkably accurate portrayal of a horse pooping.
Mm. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have you ever thought about getting into
horse pooping sound effects?
Yeah.
Please. don't make me get into the time I got thrown out of the bureau.
War horse can only win one Oscar. It could win sound mixing, but Hugo's the favorite.
All right, who's winning best director?
I picked Scorsese, but Hazanavicius is the prohibitive favorite right now.
Michelle Hazanavicius for The Artist, Alexander Payne for The Descendants, Martin Scorsese, Hugo, Woody Allen, Midnight in Paris, Terrence Malick, Tree of Life.
You can get 5.5-1 odds on Scorsese right now.
How come people just nominate Terrence Malick out of like habit? Like,
yep.
Like no
he only
one
makes
actually,
a movie every 8 years.
No one actually likes his movies. There's like,
but you have to admit they are long.
Yeah, there's like five nerds that are like, dude, did you see that close-up of Bark? He totally understands how the world works.
Someone asked me, actually, after the TV bit, I have to do like a Q&A with the audience. And someone's like, hey, man, Tree of Life, what did that mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, my friend, that was an Adam and Eve parable. No, I'm like, it was just about showing space for 30 minutes. That's Malick.
I didn't see it, but I've seen The New World. And what was the one he did before? Oh,
New World was so fucking boring.
Thin Red Line.
I like Thin Red Line.
I hated it.
I was completely baffled by The New World. It was just like, okay,
I was,
stuff.
Are we watching this still?
Like,
I kept checking.
There's like
I
a
was, like,
tree.
Hungover,
there's like leaves blowing.
And I just kept checking
wind.
In to the movie that I was still watching. Like I never stopped watching it. I just have to check in with my brain to make sure it's still going on because I would tune out and just imagine.
And honestly, like
vaginas.
I'm such a history dork that if you made a movie about like the New World story, I mean it could
reports,
be the it could
reports.
Be the worst fucking movie, and I would watch it over. I mean, I watched The New World.
Watch Apocalypse.
1492, The Discovery. What was there was two Columbus movies that came out at the same time. I watched the shit out of both of those.
Or like Robin Hood.
I like the one about the cannibals.
There was Christopher
Cannibal.
No, the
alive.
The settler cannibals. There's like
Apocalypto?
No. In America. Yeah.
There's Christopher Cabang Bus.
Oh, Bowling for Columbine.
Yep, that's the one.
Yep. Okay.
Oh man. Oh, there's got to be people that are just so angry when they listen to us.
I know.
27
I was just thinking that.
Well, because I listen to other podcasts and I want to just jump in there.
Yeah.
To be fair,
shut your mouth. Shut it.
What's the one?
You shut up.
What's the one with Michael Moore and Steve-O? Oh, yeah, that's definitely the Spin Doctors World Tour.
That's diaper
to
love.
To be fair, those types of people already probably turned us off when we started listening to Rammstein.
That's true.
Laramie, who do you think is going to win Best Club DJ?
Best Club DJ? And kind of an upset, DJ AM.
Oh, dude. Oh,
I was not expecting that.
Too soon, bro.
Yeah. Didn't he die or something?
Yeah, he's dead.
That's how, yeah, it's how
what about Best
it.
War Horse in a film?
Is going to weirdly go to Hugo.
Is that going to go to Hilary Swank?
Hugo, no! Hugo! Tu es no el caballo! That's my favorite scene from that movie.
Ay, ay, ay! El caballo mucho! No!
But you didn't know how to say war? Like, why is it a lot of horse, you racist?
¿Cómo?
Caballo de guerra.
Guerra.
War horse? They should have called it more horse, because you'll be wanting more.
El caballo guerra.
Laramie, can you please show up in one of these Good Morning America segments and just talk like that the whole time?
Just newscast it old school. I'm going to take you back.
Well, the thing is, see, Oscar time's here. And The Artist won. They swept everything. It's
in other news, I'm fired.
Yeah. Play me off, Chuck.
You know you want to.
I do, a little bit.
I watched the Elite Scott 2. I didn't like
ball.
It.
Moneyball. They should have called it Funnyball.
What's that, Brett? You just want to spout things?
I watched Elite Squad 2. I didn't like it.
Mm, why not?
It's no Elite Squad 1.
It's just not weird. It's very straightforward.
Reading,
just reading the script. Like, doesn't just like him saying, yeah. Like, and then this other thing happened. And then, you know, after that, there's this other thing. And I'm in a room and I'm reading some papers. And then there's a drug dealer and he died. And then we shot him. And I don't know why this is interesting.
I think that's The Wire.
I liked it.
It was a little too much voiceover. I'll give you that. And I wished he would have been less serious. Like I wish he would have been more like McNulty, where he's kind of a drunk or fuck up or like a roustabout of some kind. But
I just didn't get how you were so bonafide over it.
Because it reminded me of The Wire, where it sort of examined, you know.
Yeah, but it was like here's
like
us
four different institutions through.
Here's
drugs.
Us examining Brazil.
True.
And he just, I don't know, stomped all over the place.
You ever see A Prophet? You'd like sloppy. That film.
A Prophet?
Yeah.
The one where the Muslim guy goes to prison?
Yep.
I almost got it on Netflix, and I thought, that looks long, but you're saying yeah?
It's a nice little film. It is long, but it's good.
I'm into it.
Brett, I can't just wait for every 100 films to like one. What have you liked that's come out recently?
He liked Drive.
I did like Drive.
I just rewatched Drive. That was my favorite movie of the year. The Girlfriend, not a fan. Very boring. This is very boring. Why do they just keep staring at each other?
That's his thing.
Yeah.
It's a shtick.
That's what the Driver
does. I understand if people don't like Drive because it's like it's just totally a mood movie. If you're not into the mood that it's doing, like there's a lot of things that don't make any sense.
It is so
well,
awesome.
It's more, almost more style than mood.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It is so awesome.
It's like MA3 is just playing in your butt, and then you kill somebody with that butt.
It's like it's almost like a visual installation more than it is like a movie.
It's true.
That's how it was marketed, actually.
Drive, Brett?
Fuck, I haven't seen a lot that I liked recently.
It's because there wasn't anything good recently.
Yeah, no, it's been a stretch. I don't remember anything from last year. I had a really hard time coming up with the top list last year.
Nah, turns out Hollywood doesn't make a lot of good movies.
A lot of bad stuff last year.
Laramie, what percentage, you would know this better than anyone, what percentage of movies are good? Is it 0.01 or is it 0.05?
I'm way more forgiving than you guys. I mean, I like a good 25%.
Really?
Yeah, you guys are really mean.
You see a lot of movies.
Mean. Yeah, so I guess you kind of become like that bovine accepting, like glassy-eyed, just let it happen
this,
to me.
This tastes like grass and I'm hungry.
I thought Chronicle was okay, but I kind of wish someone would shout Tetsuo the whole time, like really bad.
I liked Chronicle,
but I mean it was Akira.
I haven't seen Akira. I know nothing of Akira.
You're in. I'm gonna go pee because I'm so angry. You really haven't seen it? Fuck you.
I thought you guys found Artist charming, didn't you? Like not good, but you didn't mind
I liked it.
Yeah.
Vince,
you really haven't seen Akira?
No.
He's really mad at you.
He's mad.
He just left.
He gets mad because he's like, you know,
I don't want to break you two up.
You just did. Too late, Larry.
It's not what I'm about.
I didn't think the artist was like life-changing, but you know, it's hard not to like. It's not a movie that's like, oh my God, it's my favorite movie, but it's not a movie that you're going to hate either.
It's no War Horse.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Well, Larry, if you had a vote, what would you vote for out of the ones that are nominated? Not just anything.
Probably Descendants.
That looks like a movie I'll probably never see.
I mean, you're only giving me 9 choices. Midnight in Paris was decent. You know, I like Moneyball more than you. I'm not really huge on The Help, personally.
Never saw it.
Which one was that?
It looked pretty terrible.
It looked pretty terrible.
That's the Viola Davis.
Oh, that's the one with the Beatles.
Jessica Chastain. It's got a lot of
Ben, what was your... We got a segment we got to get to. It's called what is Ben's favorite part of the best picture movies? Ben, all right, so let's go through
one.
All right, so Ben, what was your favorite part of The Artist?
Well, The Artist, I liked the part when they went to the club.
Okay.
And they kept playing just what this music sounded like,
uh-huh.
but in words.
It oh, just yeah,
said, like,
yeah.
Womp, womp, womp,
yeah,
womp.
Yeah, so they
womp.
Had when they had the word cards yeah. of that type.
Yeah.
Like the phonetic
yeah,
of the music.
Yeah, the phonetic of the... cool, because... I mean, it's really powerful to go to a dubstep club in a silent movie.
And have someone like a stenographer try to describe it.
De-loop, bop, bop, scream.
Womp, 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 womp.
Okay, so what about, all right, so the Descendants. What was your favorite part of the Descendants?
Well, when he went to the gangbang, I was like, that was a left turn. And
didn't see that one coming.
No.
That was a twist.
That was a twist.
Okay.
I've never seen an underwater gangbang.
Yeah. It was impressive. I mean, I wondered about the logistics of it. Just
I was
with
thinking
the, cameras
the same thing.
Like, when the dolphin gets involved, though, I feel like that's too far.
I totally agree.
You wonder how they trained it to do that.
Well, that, but it just was unnecessary.
It was Andy Serkis. It wasn't a real dolphin.
You thought it was okay.
And it really stretches that animals were harmed. You have to define harm at that point.
Because it looked like it was having a great time.
Okay. All right, extremely loud and incredibly close. What was your favorite scene of that?
Well, I didn't expect it, but at the very beginning when Tom Hanks just swan dove off of the towers and they used the GoPro camera all the way to the ground.
It seemed
dark. It seemed dark.
It seemed exploitative almost, didn't it?
But yeah, he said aim for the bushes, though, remember?
That I know, and that was weird because it almost was like comedic.
You mean when his dead father gave him the advice, like in a dream, to aim for the bushes? And it was pretty harsh when it didn't work, you know, when they gave it. Usually in a movie, like when you get advice from a dead relative, you expect it to work.
Here's the shitty part. He hit the bushes.
He did. He hit them hard.
Well, a lot harder than he thought. So that was by far my favorite part.
It's funny. I mean, they kind of turned that trope on its head, you know, where like the dead relative, you don't realize they can be wrong sometimes. Just because they're dead doesn't mean they know everything.
It's not often. But just because you're hanging out with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader doesn't make you always right.
That's true. All right, so The Help. What was your favorite scene from The Help?
Well, when the Beatles were skiing down the mountain was probably my favorite part. And
Like large insect beetles or the band?
No, the band, the Beatles.
No, Ringo seemed like he was
this
the
is,
best.
This is the reissue, right, of Help?
Yeah, it's the European version, though, right?
Yeah, it's the America. They finally released it in America.
George, I feel like he had his skis a little bit too far apart, and there was some skidding when he was going through the S-turn.
It's like, dude, what's up with the snowplow, bro?
Yeah.
No, you live in America.
I mean, you're trying...
23 skidoo!
They bring that British snowplow shit in here.
Seriously, what was The Help?
It doesn't work.
That's a serious question.
It doesn't work in the Alps.
What is that movie?
It's about
Viola Davis.
Emma Stone solves racism by being pretty.
Oh, that does solve racism.
Yeah.
She just bangs a lot of black guys.
You're ruining my segment. What is your favorite scene of Midnight in Paris?
Play along.
Well, the twist in that one that I didn't see coming was when Owen Wilson was a secret agent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so what he was really sneaking out to be a secret agent.
I came back in time to kill you, Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah, well, he's a time-traveling secret agent, which was, I just did not expect that. And he kills
killed F. Scott Fitzgerald with the pocket knife, you thought you didn't see that
coming. Spoiler alert, he goes back in time and kills Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald while they're in a gay romance.
And Gertrude Stein was none too pleased.
No, I mean, she's just there giving a scowling look, hands on hips.
Yeah.
It's like, at least try to stop it.
You guys.
All right, so Tree of Life, if you had to pick one scene, Tree of Life.
Well, when the tree got up and started walking and talking, it was really just like, it was really powerful.
I mean, I didn't see that coming at all.
Well, it spoke to me, literally, because the tree was talking. It spoke to me. And
figuratively.
I was thinking... I can relate to that.
But don't you think the tree's dialogue was a little on the nose?
It was just so well written. I was actually disappointed it didn't get best writing credits.
Yeah, I mean,
just for the tree's part.
It's kind of like in Good Will Hunting, you know, like they give these big speeches. They're not quite believable, but just the way it's delivered and the articulation that, I mean, it's hyper.
I like them apples. I'm a tree.
Leave me alone.
And then it gave Brad Pitt an apple.
It's hyper stylized, but you know, it feels good, you know? Like it's not realistic, but you know, you wish it was. It makes you wish it was, really.
Like it makes you wish it was real life.
Exactly. All right, so
and
it's like the people that
the coup d'etat.
People that are depressed, they don't live in Pandora. Like I felt the same way.
Okay.
Ben, what's your favorite scene from Warhorse?
Warhorse.
Well, it was really sad.
There's a lot to choose from.
But it was really cool when the Warhorse ran onto the Kentucky Derby right from the war. I don't even know how it got there. I don't know how it got there, but it got onto the Kentucky Derby
and it beat Secretariat.
Like, with its war gear
total
still
on. Underdog like
with,
story.
With its helmet still on.
Helmet on.
Beat Seabiscuit, right?
Seabiscuit and Secretariat. And it had a gun turret on the side of the saddle. Like, it's carrying way too much weight. I don't think it was a legal win.
I mean, but when Seabiscuit and Seabiscuit and Secretariat were carrying on afterwards, you know, just bashing Warhorse to pieces, I mean, you didn't think that was excessive?
Seabiscuit's gay.
That's true. That is true.
Well, the C stands for cock.
Biscuit.
C-period biscuit.
I don't think Brandon could be more bored.
This is my horse cock biscuit. I want a horse called Gay for Pay.
I could make that happen.
And it's Gay for Pay coming around the third bend.
Or Grandma's Bukkake.
coming from behind.
Pay, always bringing up the rear, trust me.
Gay for Pay coming up on Grandma's Bukkake. Boner and sweatpants, still with the fourth.
Gonzo journalism.
So, yeah, I mean.
Oh, boy.
I hope that didn't spoil all those movies for people.
No. Oh, well, Hugo is nominated for Best Director. What was your favorite scene in Hugo?
Well, when they rode the big clock over the waterfall at the end of the Earth. Which
it was like, was that a Dolly reference?
I mean, it was, well, it didn't, the clock didn't melt.
Okay. But just the fact that it was going over the waterfall.
At the end of the Earth.
Earth is flat.
Time
Hugo.
Had ceased.
You didn't like when he took over Venezuela?
We're talking about different movies. Oh.
Too soon. I like him when he gave out the science fiction awards.
Well, then he took over... Took over Venezuela, and then he conquered Chavez Ravine, and then he owns the Dodgers now.
That's
he was on Lost.
That's the tree of life right there. That's the circle of the tree of life.
And then he wrote a whole Weezer album.
Their third album.
And it sucked.
The green album.
Yeah, Brandon, ironically, it was
thanks,
not
Venezuela.
Brandon, what's the worst Weezer album? I know you know this.
I haven't. You haven't
answered.
The Red Album.
Probably the Red Album. I haven't heard Ratitude is really shitty.
I like how you answered for Brendan.
Sorry, I was.
Laramie.
I think the Red Album's actually got like probably three or
what's
four.
What's the
good
worst
songs.
Weezer album? Ratitude, let me tell you.
Ratitude or the Hurley. Hurley is really shitty.
Oh, it's Hurley.
Hey,
yeah,
it's
that's
Ugo,
right.
Not all right.
Hugo,
yeah.
I will say Maladroit is kind of decent.
I like Maladroit.
Yeah,
I have no qualms with Maladroit.
It's the only post Green Album one that I kind of respect.
Yeah.
I only like Pinkerton.
Yeah. Well, that's the best one. I think we can all agree.
No, we can't.
It's going to win an Oscar.
Did you like when they played the blue album all the way through in a Better Life?
It was probably my favorite part. I did not think that was just going to... I mean, over the dialogue. They just played the music over the dialogue. I did not see that coming.
Especially only in Dreams, the way it builds.
Yeah.
It was poorly mixed too. It was weird.
I will smash your tiny toenails into a million pieces.
The drums are way too high up in the mix.
I don't think we ever asked about Moneyball. What was your favorite scene?
Oh, Moneyball.
We almost forgot that one.
Let it go. He's hit them all out of the park. Don't just keep throwing at him.
I
want to
go home.
Well, what's Moneyball? I mean,
being falsely imprisoned.
This has been an off the cuff episode. I don't think
20 years in Tibet was too long for Brendan.
You are the man in the eye mask.
Well, in Moneyball, when it turned out that Billy Beane was a woman, and he was also a player. He was the best player on the A's.
He was the first woman baseball player. But you don't think that was heavy-handed just to make Billy Beane also the first woman baseball player and the manager?
Played by Gene Hackman as Meryl Streep.
Playing Glenn Close as a man.
Yes, twice.
Glenn Close was playing Brad Pitt. Most people don't know that.
True.
That's why she's nominated.
It was Andy Serkis playing.
Oh,
playing
all of them.
Doing Brad,
playing Brad Pitt.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Yeah.
Snow level.
I mean, I'm always impressed with Hollywood how many twists and turns that they're able to squeeze into each movie.
I am consistently impressed.
Like, I see all the trailers, I read all the reviews, I read the script, and then they still just shoehorn in this amazing left turn.
You know, they crowbar it in there a little tightly sometimes. And yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you long for something simple. Like an avatar.
Like 2.5 men or something.
Like an avatar or...
I'm still... Don't bring it up. I'm still haven't getting counseling.
Or Wall-E.
Some sort of sequel to Aliens.
Prometheus.
Promiscuous. Promiscuous.
Promade.
Promise ring.
All right.
Thanks, Jeremy. Oh, Brendan hates us.
Brendan.
I'm sick. I really just want to go home and go to sleep.
We started late.
Sorry.
Brendan, what was your favorite part?
I'm leaving.
If you had to pick a favorite scene in Bridesmaids, what would it be?
The time when I got up and left.
That was a good part. All right, Laramie. Well,
Laramie, what's your favorite scene in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy?
The part where they walk down the street pensively.
Shit, I really like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. I thought it was awesome.
I never saw that.
It was really good. That I'm redeemed.
Okay.
I watched a movie that I liked.
Laramie, are you going to do any sort of live blogging or anything like
that? Yeah. I'm live blogging the living piss out of this thing.
How can people find you?
I'll tweet it out, LAREMY, but it'll be on film.com and ropeofsilicon.com. It'll be everywhere.
They'll probably be too busy.
Are you live blogging?
I might be.
Really? You want to do it together?
It's possible. I don't know. I actually have a jiu-jitsu tournament on Sunday.
Bro.
I don't know if I'll be back.
Too busy fighting bros. Too busy fighting bros.
Too busy banging chicks.
Oh.
That's right. Choke. Put them in choke.
All right, Laramie.
At skank. Hashtag your butt.
Hey, if you're in LA, I got a show, Hollywood Improv on the 17th of March, and then that Friday at Bar Lubitsch, and I think, the Ice House on Thursday.
Three shows in LA?
Don't quote me on that third one yet, because I don't know if it's a done deal yet, but definitely Hollywood Improv on the 17th.
You are just moving on up in the comedy world, aren't you?
So, yeah, pretty much.
And I'll be at Broad and Fourth panhandling for change.
Just give him a couple.
I'll be on TV.
Don't laugh. It's not a comedy show. It's just sad.
Yeah. All right. Hey, guys.
I'll be on TV getting blasted with them lights. How do the lights feel? Seriously. Is it 10,000 degrees?
No. The lights are very forgiving on your morning shows. Very nice.
I heard
it
feels like 10,000 babies' hands massaging your penis.
There's a lot of makeup that goes into making me look good, which I appreciate. Okay. I like to wear makeup. Don't judge.
We don't.
Yeah.
Brendan.
All right. Let's put this thing to bed. All right. So until next week, Vince, his hair looks really sweet. Laramie, thanks for coming on. Send your emails, frycast@gmail.com. Vince, what's the Google voice?
It's like someone got him a wig for Christmas,
yeah,
and he couldn't return it. it's like not my size.
You guys got to edit all this, right?
Yeah.
415-275-0030.
All right.
We love your voicemails and your bodies.
Maybe next week you can get into the voicemail grab bag.
Yeah. All right.
Limited
Until
release.
Next week, good night and good chins.